Press TV's News in Brief, the leader of Romania's political opposition has called for the resignation of President Traian Băsescu. The country's capital, Bucharest, has witnessed a serious confrontation between demonstrators and riot police on the fourth day of protests. The protesters are angry at the government's austerity measures, including a healthcare reform bill. The Greek riot police have clashed with anti-austerity protesters outside parliament in the capital, Athens. They say they cannot handle any more cuts. In Spain's capital, Madrid, police also clashed with indignant protesters. Three people were arrested during a protest against the rising cost of public transportation. A leading economic forecaster says Britain is in double-dip recession as its economic recovery is being paralyzed by the European debt crisis. The Ernst & Young Item Club says the country's unemployment will probably rise to nearly 3 million by early next year. The chief executive of one of the largest banks in the U.S. regards Europe as the biggest threat to the global economy. The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, has called for an urgent solution. This after the Standard & Poor's ratings agency downgraded the credit rating of several European countries. The U.S. police have arrested six anti-corporate protesters in the state of California. Four of them were detained during a protest against the bank's role in evictions and foreclosures in San Francisco. The other two were arrested during a peaceful anti-police protest in Oakland. U.S. presidential hopeful Rick Perry has defended the four American Marines videotaped urinating on dead Afghan bodies. Perry accused the administration of President Barack Obama of overreacting to the incident. The incident sparked international outrage and condemnation and was denounced by several U.S. government officials. Israel's Union of Local Authorities has announced a general strike planned for Monday, this after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to convince the union leaders otherwise. Monday's general strike is in protest against tough economic situations. It's expected to freeze social welfare services, garbage collection, and other services as well. The Iranian movie, A Separation, has won the award for the best foreign language film at the 69th Annual Golden Globe Awards. The family drama is written, directed, and produced by Asghar Farhadi. His film had previously won several international awards, including the Golden Bear at the Berlin Film Festival.